Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
A Dear Media original podcast.
Today's episode is brought to us by Westin. The thing about Westin is that they really empower guests to maintain their wellness routines and explore new options while staying at their properties. With over 200 destinations around the world, Westin hotels make it possible for you to keep up with your wellness routine while traveling, whether that's exercise or eating well. The really cool thing that I love is that you can actually ask for on-demand workout gear to be delivered to your room with equipment like Bala and Hyper Rice. I love the idea of being able to work out in your room and really encouraging that because, as you know, I'm a huge fan of like the C+ workout. I think sometimes when you're traveling, say you're traveling for work, you might not have an hour to go down to the gym, but to be able to get some Bala weights and do a flow, go on an app and find something that you could do really quickly, I think really makes it all possible. I absolutely love that. They also have amazing, delicious options from their Eat Well menu. Their chefs craft dishes specifically with your well-being in mind. And the thing is, it's nice that regardless of where you are, your nutrition can really stay on track. And for an amazing night's sleep, try their renowned Heavenly Bed, a truly restorative experience. At Westin, you can move well, eat well, and sleep well while being on the go. Find wellness at Westin. Hi, welcome to Good Instincts. I'm Shira Barlow, but you may know me as the food therapist. Join me every Monday through Friday for bite-sized episodes designed to help you close the gap between where you are right now and where you want to go. This should feel good, like really good. And it will, I promise. Okay, so for today's episode, because we are in the swing of fall, and I have been talking a ton about this idea of warming foods, even not just because it's fall. I do warming foods during my period, and I feel so much better that way. And the whole thing got me thinking about this time after Oliver was born. I did have a postpartum doula for a little bit, and she cooked for me for a little bit after Oliver was born. Her name is Stephanie Mathis. I actually don't think she's doing this anymore. And I actually tried really hard to find her recipes on her website, which I couldn't find. Stephanie, if I didn't look hard enough, which I don't think is true, come find me. But I had like texts and emails of her recipes. So I was very much influenced by this idea. And I did the thing. This is very witchy and crunchy, but I really did do the thing. 40 days after Oliver was born, there is this Ayurvedic practice of eating warming foods for the 40 days. It's supposed to be incredibly healing for the womb right after and hormones and everything. I really stuck to it and it was the middle of summer. And maybe, you know, looking back, did I need to do it to a T? Probably not. But I don't know. I really believe it. I love warming foods anyways, but now we are in fall. So even if that's not your jam and you didn't just have a baby, I think that these are fun to cook. And then in addition, I do think if you are someone that cycles, I really do recommend doing warming foods during your cycle. So the thing that I love that she made for me was soups. And I think that in the past, we like to have an episode where we're talking about like quick, easy things that you can make. These are, for all intensive purposes, pretty quick. They're not like girl dinner quick. But to me, this is something so grounding and special to do for yourself. It takes like, I don't know, max 25 minutes, which again, isn't nothing, but it is still doable. The way I like to have these is like, you know, this is essentially like greens and some healthy fat. So I think adding shredded rotisserie chicken is a really nice move. I would also love to add like a miracle noodle that, again, isn't going to like add any real nutritional value. It's just like a textural thing. But I think to have alongside, after I had Oliver, I would have these with chicken and a bunch of like roasted sweet potatoes, especially Japanese sweet potatoes and purple sweet potatoes, which I love. So the first is a green soup. When I say that I guzzled this soup, I really do mean that. I mean, it was such a food group of mine. And you do it with ghee. You don't have to. You could do it with olive oil, but I think there's something so rich about the ghee. Ghee, for anyone that doesn't know, is clarified butter, which essentially just means it's been like whipped around so many times that the actual lactose part of it, the milk particles of it, have really been taken out. And so for most people who struggle with lactose intolerance, tend to do fine with ghee. So what she does is she takes ghee, kale, Swiss chard, onion, a big box of spinach, and vegetable broth or bone broth. I always use the bone broth for this. I changed this a tiny bit just like based on what I like because she also used celery, which I don't think you need. So basically, the general idea is that you heat up the ghee in the pan, you sweat the onion until it's basically translucent, you season with salt, you add the greens. And what you do for the chard and the kale is you rip off the centerpiece, the stalks, and basically you cover all of that with the broth. So you add all the greens, you move them around a little bit, you put all the broth on top, and then once the greens are cooked, about 20 minutes, you basically add one more tablespoon of ghee and you blend that in a blender. It's really easy. And it's something that, again, takes about, let's say, 30 minutes tops because you have to cook the greens for 20 minutes and then you're sauteing the onions. But for all intents and purposes, that's a really easy soup. It's so good. Any person that I've ever made this for absolutely loves it. I highly recommend. Let me know what you think. Okay, the next one is a mushroom soup, also from Stephanie. And this has a little more steps, but it is so lovely for fall. I actually think this is like a Thanksgiving menu worthy. So basically what you do is you have onion, celery, carrots, garlic, white wine, you have thyme, tomato paste, bone broth, and you could do fresh herbs like parsley. What you do is you sweat the onions in ghee until they're basically translucent. You add the celery and the carrot and the garlic. You let it brown a little bit. You add the tomato paste and you put in the vegetables and you basically cook until they darken in color a little bit. You put in the thyme and the salt. And in a separate pan, you're sauteing a bunch of mushrooms. I'll put the whole recipe in the episode description, but you're basically getting them brown. You put them all back together. You deglaze the pan and you simmer and cook. It really doesn't take that long. Like ultimately, when you're bring it to a simmer, you basically cook it for 5 minutes because everything's essentially been cooked already. You're blending it. It's so phenomenal. I highly recommend. I will put this all in the episode description. And the last one is essentially the opposite of all of that because it is an Instant Pot chicken soup and I add miracle noodles. The thing about this is like you really don't have to think about it and you really don't have to watch it. I use a recipe from A Saucy Kitchen. I will link it. You can actually put a whole chicken in there if you want. Or for me, I prefer to do chicken thighs because I like the dark meat more. But it's really, really easy. If you're doing the whole chicken, it takes longer. But in some cases, like you're pressure cooking for 20 minutes, which is amazing. So I will, again, link that in the episode description. I like that with miracle noodles. I think it is so fun to spend like 30 minutes tops having some of these soups on hand, and then you can bring in a thermos like to go even. It's so warming. It's so cozy. Let me know if you make any of these or if you have any soups that you're obsessed with. Will you come find me on Instagram and hit me up in the DMs at Shira_RD. Tomorrow is a shit I'm loving. I'll see you there. Thank you so much for listening to Good Instincts, hosted and written by me, Shira Barlow. You can find me on Instagram at Shira_RD. Good Instincts is a Dear Media Daily. Today's episode is brought to us by Westin. The thing about Westin is that they really empower guests to maintain their wellness routines and explore new options while staying at their properties. With over 200 destinations around the world, Westin hotels make it possible for you to keep up with your wellness routine while traveling, whether that's exercise or eating well. The really cool thing that I love is that you can actually ask for on-demand workout gear to be delivered to your room with equipment like Bala and Hyper Rice. I love the idea of being able to work out in your room and really encouraging that because, as you know, I'm a huge fan of like the C+ workout. I think sometimes when you're traveling, say you're traveling for work, you might not have an hour to go down to the gym, but to be able to get some Bala weights and do a flow, go on an app and find something that you could do really quickly, I think really makes it all possible. I absolutely love that. They also have amazing, delicious options from their Eat Well menu. Their chefs craft dishes specifically with your well-being in mind. And the thing is, it's nice that regardless of where you are, your nutrition can really stay on track. And for an amazing night's sleep, try their renowned Heavenly Bed, a truly restorative experience. At Westin, you can move well, eat well, and sleep well while being on the go. Find wellness at Westin.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.